Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
19 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We've got now the new voice of the UNC Bears, Jerry Schimmel, joining us now. Everybody knows Jerry. Everybody loves Jerry. I'm not talking about Jerry Seinfeld either. This is a completely different Jerry. And I'm so excited to hear this man call Bears games. I loved hearing him growing up with the Nuggets and, of course, the Rockies. And we're pumped with Ed McCaffrey's big year coming up September 3rd, right around the corner. Jerry, my friend, thanks for being on the show today.
Absolutely, Brady. Good to be with you, my man.
Hey, and you and I were going back and forth a little bit about the scrimmage, and you're getting kind of pumped up watching this Bears team.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say, I guess, when you watch a scrimmage to see if a team's really any good, but they seem like it. I mean, and I think the biggest thing for me, Brady, the takeaway was last Saturday when I watched that scrimmage, was just talking to some people that are connected to the football team, and everybody's saying the same thing. Hey, they're improved. They got better talent this year. The transfers they brought in are especially intriguing, especially quarterback. So I just think it's going to be a fun season. They should be better. I don't know if they're going to light the world on fire, but yes, to answer your question, I am excited about this team.
Yeah, and there's something about it, and I do this every year, Jerry. I'm very impressionable. I go to these media days, I go to these practices, and I hear the players, and I hear the coaches, and I think, oh, man, this is going to be fantastic. But I'm telling you, I don't know when the last time I really heard it collectively from a lot of guys on the team. You know, with UNC in the past, I'd hear the quarterback talk and I'd get excited. I'd hear the coach talk, I'd get excited. I mean, we're hearing from several players and there's just a twinkle in their eye. Something looks a bit different in a good way.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm with you as well. All those years of doing the Rockies games, I go to spring training, I think, here we go, this is our year. And then it'd be disappointing. But I'm getting that same sense. And just, watching the players, how they interact with each other, it just seems different. And that's what everybody's saying. It just seems like a different vibe with this team this year. And that's usually because they're better, because they know they're better, and they have improved talent. And that's always the key. I mean, 9% of the time, in my mind, the team with the most talent is going to win the game. But I just think there's a different vibe with this franchise, with this team right now. And I think they're gonna show it. Will they light the world on fire? No, I don't think they will. But I think they're going to be really fun to watch this year.
Now, I know, Jerry, you're busting into all things, you know, Big Sky Conference and everything as you're getting set for your first broadcast as the voice of the Bears. But were you a little surprised when you look at the rankings? I mean, you had the media vote and the coaches vote both. I mean, I think the coaches vote had them last, media second to last, or maybe that's the other way around. I kind of thought Dylan McCaffrey would raise that a little bit, at least three or four spots.
I did too. I think that was what everybody was thinking. I certainly was. And I know that everybody looked at the team and thought, they haven't been very good. They really, from what we can tell from the outside, haven't improved their roster a whole lot other than a Michigan transfer at quarterback. So I'm with you. I thought maybe they'd move up a couple of slots, but I think right now it's probably fair. Knowing their past, Brady, I think it's a team that everybody's looking at to see if they can prove them wrong. So I have no problem with them being picked last or second to last. In fact, I think it takes a lot of pressure off. And then when we shock the world, it'd be that much more fun.
Yeah, what do you think? Colfax and I were looking at, and I don't know if it's available today, but we've been trying to look every day to see what that spread might be in Boulder against the Buffs. And we're floating around. I mean, and I'm trying not to be, because it is what it is. You got a Pac-12 team versus a Big Sky team. And so, I mean, you could take any team and almost insert this. We're thinking in the 20s, 24s. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's probably about right. I was thinking four touchdowns, so that's probably what we're looking at. And who knows, it might be less than that, it might be more when the official odds come out. I know this, that just being in the law office I'm in, Dan Kaplis Law in Denver, we've got several CU grads. And I'm asking for five touchdowns, and nobody wants to give it. So I don't know what that says.
Well, I mean, I think when we finally get that spread out, I don't know why it is. Maybe it is just going to these media days. Maybe it is, as you said, watching some of the scrimmage and play. But, you know, I'm starting to wonder. Maybe this team, if they can just hang in there for a little bit against the Buffs, then you start mentally to believe.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I've told people that anybody who wants to listen, hey, if they can just hang in there with them, I think it'll be fun. Did they expect to pull an upset? No, nobody's expecting that. But I think people will be happy, pleased, Bears fans anyway, if they can just hang around a little bit. I think this is my hunch anyway, Brady. I think they're going to move the football. I really do. I think with Dylan at quarterback and some skilled positions and some really good depth, it seems like, at wide receiver, that they'll be able to move the foot and maybe some improvement up front with their offensive line, be able to score some points. I just don't know if they can stop anybody, and that's going to be, I think, the real key for them, especially moving forward after the CU game and they get in the conference schedule. You could probably move the ball with Dylan McCaffrey quarterback and score some points, but let's hope you can outscore the other team.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like you said, the defensive side of the ball. We when you got the quarterback, at least on paper, it looks like the Bears have the quarterback for this conference. You know, it feels like some other things might take care of themselves. But defensively, yeah, you do ask, what are the strengths of this defense? I know transfer R.J. Potts coming in from Cincinnati. I know that's a big name. But, of course, you know, you do wonder in the back of your mind, okay, why didn't it work out there? And what's is the fact that it didn't work out there mean, okay, but it could work out here, different conference, different level of football.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a different story for every player on that roster. There's no question about that. I think there are some transfers, just talking to some people, Brady, who came in thinking, you know what, this is a former NFL wide receiver now coaching, especially if I'm on offense. I'm loving to see what he dials up. So let me transfer just to be intrigued and get a chance to play. And it's like his son, like Dylan, he wasn't going to get a chance to play a whole lot, so he's going to transfer. And if you're going to transfer, why not go somewhere you're going to play, like UNC from Michigan or somewhere else, but be intrigued by the head coach, because I'm guessing he could probably get some pretty good offensive plays lined up for you if you're on that side of football.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. Jerry, is this dynamic with Ed McCaffrey as the head coach, Max McCaffrey as the offensive coordinator, Dylan as the quarterback? I mean, you've been around a lot of different teams, Jerry. Have you seen a dynamic quite like this?
No, I haven't. Not head coach, assistant coach, and player. not at all. I don't know if it's happened too often in college sports. Here's what I do think about Brady a little bit, and I don't think it's going to happen in this case, and I just have a hunch it's going to be the opposite. But usually these head coach, player things don't work out real well. I mean, they just don't seem to fit. We saw it at CU several years ago. George Karl, when I was doing the Nuggets, always wanted his son on the roster. And I always tried to tell George, oh, man, I just don't think that's a good idea. I mean, it never seems to work out. And the general manager of the team with the Nuggets thought the same way and never signed his son. And he was always the 12th or 13th guy for some other team. But it never seems to work out very well. But I just got a hunch this is different. Just watching, and I'm not sure exactly why, Brady, but just I think it was watching Dylan after he got the first two series and he drove for two touchdowns and then he was done for the day last Saturday. But he run over and talked to the defensive players and Greek guys coming off the field and talking to the third team guys. I mean, just a different look to a quarterback who's a coach's son and a transfer from Michigan. Didn't look like those two things. He looked like somebody who was ready to do all he possibly could to help this team win games.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really, really exciting. And as you said, talking to just people throughout the area, not just the area. I mean, you go to Fort Collins, Jerry, as you've probably seen in Denver even, people are saying, hey, is this McCaffrey thing, is this the real deal?
Yeah. No, I'm hearing it everywhere I go, especially the last month or two after I got this job. People would come up to me now or hit me on social media or send me an email and say, hey, about this team, they're going to be really exciting. Actually, a couple of former UNC Bear football players are friends of mine who came out of the woodwork after McCaffrey was hired, and they're all excited. They're going to go to games, and they bought season tickets again. So, yeah, there's an excitement, and I think you're right, not only locally, not just in Greeley, but in the area, and I think a little bit nationally, too. I think people are going to be really intrigued. I got a buddy who works for USA Today. He's got his eye on this team. I'm on McCaffrey's, and to see what they're going to do. So I think the attention both locally, regionally, and nationally is going to be really intriguing.
You know, and I don't say this to slight the past with UNC, but, you know, being up in Greeley in this area, you'd go to practice or you'd go to any kind of constructed media event, and typically it was, you know, us of course, we'd have guys there, and then the Greeley Tribune. Not this time around. I mean, maybe weekly it's different, but you go to some of the larger events, and we'll probably see this Saturday at the Greeley Bears Bash, but you're seeing TV stations from the Denver side of things. Like you said, USA Today. So I always say this, it doesn't matter necessarily if the Bears win a game this year. The marketing side alone has been brilliant for Greeley, for UNC, for the whole area.
Yep, and I think they expected that. I think the folks at UNC were smart that way. I think they looked at Ed McCaffrey and thought he's really intriguing as a coach and successful, even though a short time in high school, very, very successful as a pro. Let's roll the dice, because if nothing else, we're going to get a lot of attention. And that certainly has been the case, and that is translated into marketing success and selling tickets and selling radio advertising that you guys do. You can feel all that. So, I mean, that's part of the reason Ed McCaffrey was hired. Now, I think you're right. Even if he doesn't win a game, it's going to be okay. Eventually, he's going to have to win some games. But I think right now, the hype is such that, hey, he can show up and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, Jerry, be ready with those sponsor reads during the game. It's gonna, I mean, you might be reading a novel by the end of that game.
I'm really good at that. I've been doing it a long time, Brady.
Hey, before we let you go, I know you cover all of it. You pay attention to all of it. Who's going to be that quarterback for the Broncos, Jerry? Who's it going to be?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Drew Lock. I just got that hunch, and I thought that from day one. And that is probably just talking to folks as much as my hunch on the thing. I think that's the way we're going to do it. I could be completely wrong about that, but that's the way I look at it.
Hey, you just made my day, because I was crying for about 30 minutes until you jumped on. So I appreciate it. I feel a little bit better, at least for now, until Vic gets up there and breaks my heart again. We'll see.
Well, if I can make your day, then I've done everything.
Jerry, appreciate you, man. It's an absolute honor to not only talk to you, to get you on this program, to develop a relationship with you, but to be able to hear you conduct this thing for the UNC Bears. You and Aaron Rath, we're excited to have him on the broadcast as well. But to have you, of course, with your expertise and your knowledge with all these teams, I think our listeners are in for a treat.
Well, I appreciate that. I tell you this, Brady, I'm excited about it. And I'll promise this. I might not be able to please everybody who's listening on the radio, but I'll promise you this. I'll be prepared, and I'll do the best job I can in those 3 hours of that football game.
I can't wait. I'm going to have to figure it out, because I'm going to that game as a fan, so I'm bringing the headphones. I'll be listening, but we'll be ready to rock and roll. It's going to be a great time. Jerry, appreciate you, my friend, and I think we'll see you Saturday, so that's going to be fun.
Yep, I'll see you Saturday, Brady. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, man. That's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. They don't make him much better than that, to be real honest. They really don't. He's a great guy, and we are so excited to have him with us to be the voice of the UNC Bears. We got Zach Stevens coming up next. I mean, listen, everybody has their opinion on this quarterback thing, and I love what Jerry has to say, because I agree. I don't think I'm going to like what Zach has to say. We'll find out next. Let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.